Hey, what's up, guys? AJ here, to break down the co-main event between Dominic Cruz and Henry Cejudo for this awesome, truly awesome UFC 249 card to end the UFC event hiatus here. It's awesome to be back. Grateful to be doing this, talking about the fights with you guys. It is just so great to be back. I can't put it quite into words. You know, words just don't do it justice. I mean, I love what I do, and man, it was a little tough there. You know, just not having any fights in the pipeline, but now we've got cards, right? We've got a card on May 9th, we've got a card on May 13th, May 16th, and more to come. So it's truly awesome that things are getting better here, you know, with the circumstances, just things picking up, things getting better. It's awesome. So just extremely grateful to be talking, you know, about this awesome fight between Dominic Cruz and Henry Cejudo here, two of the very best at the bantamweight division. You know, I know TJ Dillashaw's in there, Cody Garbrandt. I think it's kind of interchangeable at this point as to who truly is the greatest bantamweight of all time, but I think strong cases can be made for whichever side you're on. So regardless, just very high-level matchup here, and I'm excited to be talking about it here. So I'm going to analyze the stylistic matchup. That is obviously what I'm here for, but also we've got a lot of questions on the Dominic Cruz side of things. You know, I know you guys stay informed. But for those of you that haven't been following along with the news, you know, Dominic Cruz, this is his first fight since December 2016. You know, that was a title fight against Cody Garbrandt where he was defeated there, lost the decision, you know, was competitive in that fight. Cody Garbrandt just put on an excellent performance, you know, was doing very good with his countering ability, was taking the center of the octagon, you know, encouraged Cruz to be the aggressor, and Garbrandt was able to counter effectively, hurt Cruz briefly at a few points in the fight, and was able to win rounds and become new champion. So awesome performance by Cody Garbrandt, very good performance by Dominic Cruz as well, but that is the last time we've seen him. And then also, you know, the reason why he's been out, why we haven't seen him since December 2016 is because he's just been dealing with, unfortunately, more injuries. You know, for those of you that are that have been following along with Dominic Cruz, you know, he has been battling with injuries throughout his MMA career, unfortunately, you know, even before the fight against Cody Garbrandt. Now we've got to factor that in. He's been battling with more injuries. That's why he's, you know, facing the layoff. And, you know, he was scheduled for bouts in the meantime, but obviously to no avail because, again, because of those injuries, both upper body and lower body. So we got to factor that in with the fact that he is at a later stage of his career. And on top of that, this is a short notice fight. It was supposed to be Henry Cejudo versus Jose Aldo originally, but due to the current circumstances, Jose Aldo pulled out, and as a result, Dominic Cruz stepped in. So, very, very high level matchup. I understand the cases that are made with, you know, perhaps the title shot is unwarranted for Cruz, but regardless, I think this is just a high level matchup. You know, those other very strong bantamweight contenders, division is just so stacked, to be honest with you. Those other very strong bantamweight contenders, I'm talking about Piotr Jan, Marlon Moraes, Corey Sandhagen, Aljamain Sterling, you know, there's opportunity down the line there. And for the time being, we've got this awesome matchup here. So there's the question marks, the intangibles on the Cruz side of things. And it's hard to tell exactly how that will affect him inside the octagon, right? There's no evidence-backed information that will point us to, hey, this is exactly how Cruz performs inside the octagon with all of these circumstances. No, there's no true evidence. You know, I've been following his Instagram, the videos that he's been posting, you know, the Move Like Cruz hashtags showcasing his very good footwork. You know, I've been listening to interviews of Dominic Cruz. I'm encouraged by what I see. You know, I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. But that said, it's just hard to take that a step further and be like, oh yeah, Cruz is going to look exactly like, you know, how we've seen him in past fights. So been monitoring that. It's, again, encouraging that, you know, there hasn't been any signs of, you know, it looking wrong or something's off, some stuff like that. So we'll see. Interesting. But I'll just note it. And again, it's not something to, again, predict that he's going to look good again. But, you know, Cruz, when he defeated TJ Dillashaw, was facing a 1.5-year layoff then, a few years ago. And after the layoff, came back, defeated Dillashaw. So impressive. He's done. You know, he's come back from a layoff and won the belt before, but again, you got to factor in the, you know, that this is more injuries later on in his career, so we'll see. But from a stylistic matchup perspective, it is a winnable matchup for him. I think it'll be competitive, and from a, you know, in the facet of the wrestling, I think it's tough to favor you know, one side, you know, really having a strong advantage, you know, the wrestling being a compelling factor in this fight, because despite Cejudo having the Olympic level pedigree, you know, he is the better wrestler on paper. Cruz has shown to be an excellent wrestler in the past too. He's shown to out wrestle excellent athletes, excellent wrestlers such as Demetrius Johnson, TJ Dillashaw. On top of that, he's a great scrambler, so even if you do take Dominic Cruz down, he's difficult to control. And for that reason, I don't think either guy's going to have a lot of success wrestling, if any, and the fight is going to be won or lost on the feet. And on, in the striking, I think it's going to be competitive. You know, Cejudo's obviously made significant improvements to his striking. He's technical, he's defensively sound. He comes in with a good game plan. You know, against Marlon Moraes, for instance, he came in there with a pressuring game plan, wore Moraes down, and, you know, used his championship mindset, you know, and his tools, his attributes to really propel him to victory there over a very high-level fighter in Marlon Moraes. Cejudo has undoubtedly looked very, very impressive. I mean, he is on arguably the most impressive winning streak right now in the UFC. I mean, look at his last three fights. Demetrius Johnson, TJ Dillashaw, Marlon Moraes. I cannot think of a more impressive winning streak for Henry Cejudo. I mean, he is riding on a ton of momentum. His confidence is arguably at an all-time high. Double champ. He's doing a heck of a job marketing himself. You know, the king of cringe, all that. You know, I don't factor that in, but I'm just saying in terms of the marketing, he's the confidence. It, you know, helps contribute to that. And so from a stylistic matchup, again, going back to the point, won or lost in the striking exchange, then I think it'll be competitive there. Both guys are susceptible to leg kicks, but neither guy really shows a ton of willingness to attack the legs. Cruz has shown more willingness to. Again, I don't know if that's going to be his primary game plan, considering all the factors that we talked about him. But that, you know, while it can be a factor, I'm not really ready to say that one guy will have a dominant performance in terms of hindering the other's movement with the leg kicks, because, again, neither guy has really shown a ton of willingness to attack the leg. So what we have here is, can one fighter finish the other? Possible, yes, but I lean no. Partly because both guys are very durable, right? So Cejudo's only been finished via strikes once, and it was, you know, it was stemmed from a body shot from Demetrius Johnson, you know, a liver shot. And we've seen fighters in the past just show, you know, susceptibility to the body, unfortunately, like Evan Dunham comes to mind. But on a case-by-case basis, I mean, body shots are kind of variance-based, which is pretty random, right? I mean, it's just kind of hard to tell if they're like consistent. Cejudo hasn't really shown to be hurt to the body, you know, since then, really. I mean, it hasn't hindered it, you know, certainly hasn't stopped him in the cage. He hasn't been stopped since. So certainly I'm not ready to say that, you know, Cejudo has a durability issue. On top of that, Cruz is not known as a huge power threat. He has some TKO, KO victories on his resume, yes, but just watching him strike, obviously he's very technical. He throws a lot of volume, but he's not known as a huge power threat. He just doesn't throw a lot of his strikes with a lot of fight-ending intent. So I don't think a finish from Cruz is likely here. Again, you know, the power degree combined with Cejudo's durability. And then also on the Cejudo side, yes, he's coming off a couple finish wins, but I just don't generally consider Cejudo like a huge one-punch knockout threat. You know, he hasn't really shown to have that consistently throughout his career. You know, he's got some TKO, KO victories, such as against, again, Wilson Hayes, TJ Dillashaw, Marlon Moraes, but he just hasn't really shown to have he's shown to have some pop in his hands, but he's not as threatening of a striker, I don't think, as, say, Marlon Moraes is or Piotr Jan. Like, I'm not ready to say that Cejudo is as threatening of a striker as, say, those guys. So, yeah, has he shown some pop in his hands? Yes, but you factor in the Cruz's durability. He's never been knocked out of his entire MMA career. Even when he was hurt by Cody Garbrandt, he recovered very well. Like, the commentary team was you know, basically saying like how freakish, you know, Cruz's recovery is. So I don't think a finish is likely to materialize here from Cejudo. Again, even like the Marlon Moraes scenario, he was able to wear Moraes down and win the fight that way. But Cruz has shown, again, very good cardio for five rounds. Again, that very good footwork. He's got a high output style, you know, always moving. And so he needs to, you know, have great cardio to implement that as part of a style that he's shown throughout his whole MMA career. You know, listening to him in interviews, he's actually had that style as part of his game plan since the very beginning of his professional MMA career. And it was very smart of him. He said he implements that style as part of a game to limit the damage, you know, to make his opponents miss. And when you're standing there, you're striking and you're an inefficient striker, you're swinging and missing at your opponent a lot, that's going to tire you out a lot more than if you're swinging and hitting your opponent. So What we have here is, I think it's been won or lost, not just in terms of the striking, but more specifically, who wins rounds, right? So both have shown strong capabilities of winning rounds. You know, obviously, Henry Cejudo was able to win rounds against Demetrius Johnson. Very impressive, considering Demetrius Johnson was a dominant champion, still is a fantastic fighter, one of the best of all time, as has Dominic Cruz. You know, Dominic Cruz actually outlanded Cody Garbrandt in terms of significant strikes per UFC.com, but Garbrandt was able to win the fight by basically doing more damage. You know, he knocked Cruz down a couple times, was able to win some rounds, and got his hand raised. So both fighters have shown proficient round-winning volume. But again, assuming we're getting that version of Cruz that we saw, say, in 2016, it is a winnable matchup because I think that version of Cruz will be the busier striker, will be using that movement to make Cejudo miss a lot and, you know, in return land significant strikes. Again, not a knockout, you know, TKO, KO finish is likely to materialize, but again, just doing enough to win on rounds, win points. You know, Cruz is the superior power, superior volume in my opinion, not power, superior volume in my opinion. And I think that should be enough, again, assuming we're getting that version of him from a few years ago, to win rounds. Cejudo obviously will make it competitive. Cejudo is a technical striker himself, defensively sound. I expect Cejudo to be the one pressuring Cruz and Cruz to be the fighter that has his back more towards the fence. And that will, in general, you know, that can create a visual in the judge's eyes to where it looks like if the volume is relatively competitive, if you have one fighter that's pressuring the other, like how the TJ Dillashaw Cruz fight played out, like it can make it look a lot more competitive than it actually is. That fight was competitive, but it's just saying from a blank perspective, right? And so I think that the volume will be close, slightly in favor of Cruz, but again, we just have to write, like, consider to a certain extent, is that, you know, how Dominic Cruz will look. Again, we've got all these factors here, the injuries, the short notice, the layoff, like, It's a trickier fight to handicap. I noted in my written breakdown, it is the trickiest fight to handicap in recent memory, in my opinion. So, very interesting fight. That is basically how the matchup breaks down, in that, are we getting that version of Dominic Cruz in 2016? If yes, he could very well win this fight. He's not a lock to win for sure, but, you know, he definitely could make it a fight and win. But then also, that definitely, those factors could definitely hinder his performance. And in that case, Cejudo obviously is a very proven fighter. Champion, you know, just on an impressive win streak, could definitely outright win this fight. Even if that version of Cruz from December 2016 and prior shows up, Cejudo could still win this fight, as he's shown to be a very good fighter, very good champion, has some very impressive wins on his resume. So that's basically the way the matchup breaks down, right? Is this Dominic Cruz, or is this a version of Dominic Cruz where, you know, we haven't seen him perform up to expectations as we have in previous fights? So I hope that serves you all well. That is my breakdown for the co-main event for Henry Cejudo and Dominic Cruz, excuse me. And just like to say, I'm very grateful to be doing this breakdown here. This is a totally free breakdown. I said it in a couple of my written pieces, but whether or not you subscribe to my services or not, I always just look for ways to provide value to you guys that are intrigued by MMA. Because I love this. This is my passion, and I'm truly grateful to be doing this on a day-to-day basis and, you know, providing you guys as much value as I can. So hope you guys enjoy this, and happy fight week, guys. Take care. Thanks.